record. So we're doing what's called the dead bird lesson, and, or we can call it the broken wing. And that's where we sit, side sit. So we're going to sit with, let's take our right leg around to the side and have our left leg bent up in front of us. So we're in a side sitting position. We're leaning on our left hand. And the right hand is in front of our face, and we've got we make a bell shape with our hand. So our fingers are just hanging down, and our wrist is in front of our eyes. That's it. And the elbows relaxed, the shoulders relaxed, and find a just comfortable place to sit there. And what you do is you take yourself around to the left, and you see how far do you go easily, comfortably, just rotating and turning. Don't push anything. Don't go past that point of resistance. Just get to that point of resistance and notice where you're looking. Maybe find a spot on the wall around to the left side and come back to the front. So feeling through your spine, your neck, how you rotate and turn to the left. That's it. Moving around and come back. Moving around and come back. So that should be enough times to notice how far you go easily. Next time, take yourself around to the left, go to where you feel comfortable, and then leave your body where it is and turn your head further. So just your head, your eyes, around, further to the left and back. And you keep your body where it is. So keep your body and arm in front of you, turn your head more, and then bring your head back to looking at your hand. And we're looking around. That's it. And then come back to the front and take yourself around and see how far you go comfortably, easily. And then just sit for a moment, just rest your arm. And next, bring your hand in front of you again, going around to the left, and this time looking back to the right. So you leave your body around to the left, your arm, your body, and your head turns back to the right to see back where you came from. That's it. And so you turn your head to the right and then come back to your hand, back to the right. That's it. A few times there, and then come back to the front and gently turning yourself around. See how far you go easily, comfortably now. And then just rest for a moment. Okay, hand back in front of you, with your bell-shaped hand, taking yourself around to the left. And this time, keep your head, your body, and just your eyes are going to go further to the left. Just the eyes further to the left, and then back to your hand, further to the left, back to your hand. So you keep yourself around to the left, take your eyes further to the left, and then take your eyes back to the right. But the body, the head, the shoulders all stay around to the left, and it's just your eyes moving back to the right. That's it. Just the eyes. And then come back to the front, and then take yourself around and back again. Around. And back again. See how far you go easily? Anything changing?
Yeah. Much more rotation.
Ah, okay. Have a little rest for a moment in sitting. If you want to bring your other leg around to sit symmetrical, that's okay.
Yeah.
But we're sticking with the same side. When you're ready, let's come back to it. So bend your right leg back around, leaning on the left hand, and just take yourself around once, see how far you go easily. And then place the two hands in front of, on the floor, in front of your left knee, one on each side of your left knee, and we're going to round the spine, so curve. So you're trying to bring your head and knee together. Of course, they're not going to touch at all, but it's that curving and rounding through the spine. Gently, gently. And we're just flexing now. Flexing a few times. And then let's bring that up. So we're looking up towards the ceiling and extending. So I like to use this image we used to use in dance, where you imagine there's a light on your chest, and instead of the light coming forward, you're moving the light towards the ceiling. So you're thinking of your chest looking up towards the ceiling, and your head stays in alignment of the spine. So we're not dropping the head backwards. And then go from curving, rounding, flexing into extension and arching the back. Curving and arching. Feeling the movement throughout the spine. Where do you bend the most? Where do you feel you might not be bending? Just noticing. Lovely. And then bringing the hand back in front of you, leaning on the left hand again, right hand in front of your eyes, and take yourself around now and see where you go easily, comfortably, turning. Anything changed? Okay, just rest for a moment. And then now we're going to place our hand on our head, and we're going to curve through, bringing the let's bring the left shoulder towards the left hip. So we're curving to the left, and you can feel the right side of us expand and the ribs open out and the left side of the ribs closing. I like to think of an accordion, how the accordion opens and closes through the ribs. So we're curving to the left. That's it. And then keep the right hand on the head, and we're curving to the right now a few times. So we're feeling that accordion action happening on the other side. So the left ribs opening, the right ribs are closing. Once you've done it a few times on the right, then you can alternate left and right. Feeling the ribs opening and closing. Feeling like squishy ribs, I like to call them. Have a little rest. And bringing the hand in front of us, taking ourselves around to the side. So making sure the right leg's tucked up, the left hand's on the floor. Taking yourself around to the left, see how far you go now. Easily, comfortably. Has that spot on the wall moved? Has things changed for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is very short example of the dead bird lesson or broken wing.